Yeah, welcome back to the program. 1353 53 is the open line number. Time now to speak to rugby league statistician from Channel 9, Dave Mitterin. G'day, Dave.
G'day, Jimmy. G'day, Loz.
Guru, how are you, mate?
I'm well, thanks.
What about tonight's game? Parramatta taking on the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? You know, 14th versus 16th. Look, these two teams, they're trying hard. There's no lack of effort from either of them. Parramatta have gone close to toppling the competition leaders St George Illawarra a few weeks back when the Dragons were at number one. They probably should have beaten Newcastle last week. So they look like they're close to getting that elusive victory. And Canterbury, well, you know, a young side chopped about. You know, they played Parramatta and beat Parramatta in round 10. They've got six changes to that lineup. Now, Moses Embiid's gone. Aaron Woods is gone. They've got a number of players missing through injury. I think probably Parramatta can win this one.
Parramatta at $1.70. The Dogs outsiders at $2.30. That surprises me. Not so much their outsiders, but the difference.
The gap, yeah, I would have thought it would have been a lot closer than that. Yeah.
There you go. Might be value then if you're a professional punter to back the Bulldogs. Cronulla versus Canberra. This is $1.53 to the home side, the Sharkies, $2.55 the Canberra Raiders. They've got some issues with injury.
Yeah, they certainly do. Losing Jared Croker for the rest of the season. Jack Whiten, of course, suspended at the moment, and Aiden Caesar missing this week. So they are out two goal kickers. They've got a really tough run, the Raiders. You know, a lot of people talking about them being the team with a chance of breaking into the top eight. But they're, you know, 4 points off the eight at the moment, and they've got the toughest draw of any team leading into the finals. They have yet to beat a top eight team all season, the Canberra Raiders.
Mm.
They do have a good record at Cronulla. They've won their last four over there.
Is that right?
Yeah. But I think the Sharks will be too tough for them.
Yeah, no Whiten, no Caesar, no Croker.
Yeah.
Did you say? Yeah. Yeah, that's they're massive outs for the Canberra side. What about this one? Hard to get a read, I reckon, on the Brisbane and Penrith game. The Broncos are $1.88 favourites. Penrith $1.95.
Yeah, it's an interesting favouritism, isn't it? Considering last week the performance of the Broncos against the Warriors at home. Maybe, Jimmy, it was a Sunday afternoon that got the Broncos all upset. They're not used to playing in the sunshine there at Suncorp. But they're a funny team. They're a team that's likely to bounce back. And I can see them doing that against the Panthers this week, despite the fact the Panthers have got most of their troops back. There's Josh Mansour named. Not sure that he'll play.
Jimmy Maloney.
He's got that foot injury.
Yeah.
Not 100% sure that he will play.
Mm.
So there's some question marks about the Panthers. I think the Broncos can bounce back.
Favourites in that one, $1.88, as you heard from Laurie. Newcastle, Gold Coast, $1.90 each of two.
I'm going the Knights in this one. They're back at home, and Mitchell Pearce in his second run back at halfback, and he was probably the difference between the Knights and the Eels last week. Just the control of his kicking game. You know, probably has the best long kicking game in the competition, so that can get the Knights in the right position on the field. His combination with Connor Watson, he's only played, the two of them have only played together three or four times this season. So I think that'll be important for the Knights. I think they can beat the Titans. Ash Taylor's confidence is gone.
The Tigers celebrating Robbie Farah's 250th up against South Sydney, celebrating John Sutton's 300th first grade game for the great club. South, odds on favourites, $1.33. Big outsiders, the Tigers, $3.40.
Really feel sorry for South Sydney centre Dane Gagai in this game. On any other week, there'd be plenty of attention for Dane Gagai playing his 150th NRL game. But the timing's not great for Dane because John Sutton will play 300 and Robbie Farah is 250th. So all the attention sucked out of the 150th celebration for Dane. And also, so much attention to the battle of the hookers there, Damien Cook up against Robbie Farah.
Yes.
This should attract a pretty handy crowd, you would think. You know, plenty of people turning out in support of those two great players. Although South, you know, deserve favouritism and should win well, it should be a pretty tidy contest.
Well, they're fighting for their season, aren't they? And the West Tigers.
Well, yes. You think normally these two teams turn on a pretty good show.
Yeah, absolutely. Cowboys versus Dragons. 250 the home side, the Cowboys. Dragons, $1.55.
Yeah, it looks all over for the Cowboys, doesn't it? You know, the last 10 or 15 minutes against the Raiders last week, they were just shot to pieces. And I think if the Dragons can hang in for 60 minutes or more, they'll come over the top as well. You know, their form has been a little bit iffy, the Dragons, but they've got all their players back on deck now. They're training. The routine is back for St. George Illawarra. I don't think they'll fall off the cliff as they've done, you know, in seasons past. I think they'll pick up in the run to the finals.
Talking about falling off the cliff, we thought it may be happening, but last week the Warriors, they hit back and hit back strongly against the Brisbane Broncos, although they take on at home this weekend the Melbourne Storm. They're paying $2.30, the Storm $1.65.
Oh, the Warriors.
I know.
What do you do with
the
Warriors?
Imagine being a supporter.
I'm off them again this week.
Off them?
I'm off them.
All right. They've just come off their biggest ever win.
Yeah, they're too undependable.
Their big win.
I'm going the Storm over there because you know what you're going to get with the Storm. They're a tough team. They're a classy team. You know, the Warriors, of course, they're always capable of winning, but you wouldn't want to put your life on them. I'll tip the Storm over at Mount Smart.
4 o'clock kickoff for this one at Lotto Land. Manly up against the Roosters. $2.60 Manly, the Roosters $1.52.
Yeah, you remember back earlier this season, the game between the Roosters and Manly at Allianz Stadium, and the key moment in that game. Do you remember what that was?
The key moment.
A tackle.
Yes.
Victor Radley.
Yeah.
Cutting Dylan Walker in half as Dylan Walker was about to score the match-winning try.
Tommy Turbo dropped about three balls.
He had an unhappy afternoon. Yeah.
And there was another one in the corner with about 2 minutes to go. I can't remember.
Victor Radley hit
someone from the inside, but then there was another one right on the corner, and I think Radley was involved
Marty
in as well.
Marty Tapau?
Yeah, might have been, yeah.
I think he got suspended for a high shot on Marty Tapau.
I think you might be right there, but so I don't think Dylan Walker will be back this week. He's still got a problem with his knee, and so significant injury problems still for the Sea Eagles. The Trbojevic brothers back from Origin, but I think the Roosters will get them at Lotto Land, even though they've got a really poor record against Manly and at Brookvale.
Right. Now, you said that the Raiders will struggle to make the eight. Can you see the top eight changing?
No. Well, I can't see the Tigers making the eight. I can't see the Raiders making the eight. I don't think there's another team there that can make the run. I just don't think they've got it in them.
All it is now is where do they finish.
Well,
in
that's
the top
right.
Eight.
Yeah, I mean, the Broncos or the Warriors, those teams, I guess, in that vulnerable position would have to basically not win another game. And you know, there's still seven rounds left. I mean, they're going to win one or two at least, and they'll secure their position. So you're right. It's just jockeying for the spots in the top four, and there's some real genuine contenders there, aren't there? You know, there's five or six teams who would look genuinely top four capable.
Yeah. Good on you, Minnow. Enjoy your weekend of footy.
Thanks, boys.